This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Good morning. Is it morning? Yeah. Well, almost noon time, but welcome back. It's Monday. Thank you again for tuning in. Like, we do this for you guys. And, you know, like, give you value. Provide you with value. And why I do this is that I'm trying to help in whatever way I can. And I have actually a valuable story for you today. And you're gonna soon understand why. But in a bit, this video will have to do. And in this video is an actor named Sigfrid Carl Calizo. Viewer discretion, please be advised. That wasn't a sponsored ad, but we had to show it to you because the guy you just saw in that video, Sigfrid himself, is with me right now with his sister, Pia, as well. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us here.
Thank you so much. Salamat sa pag-aamin.
Thank you very much. Hey, you did those commercials. Does that make you an actor or something?
I wasn't really an actor when I did that commercial. I was still starting out.
When was that shot?
I was doing my second master's in nursing in London. I was in London waiting for my graduation.
You just got bored.
And I was like doing extra work like during weekends.
Hustling?
Yeah, I was hustling just for extra gig. And I was an extra, like just doing extra work for...
Did you pay for your own school?
Yeah.
And university is quite expensive overseas.
I did, yeah. I was also working part-time in bar.
How many jobs?
Yeah, I was like just doing whatever I can to support myself when I was there.
So you're actually an overseas Filipino worker
when I
but
started,
now you're a citizen of
UK. Yeah,
he's an Englishman.
Dual, I'm dual
can you,
citizen.
Can you do an accent right now?
Oh, I don't know. Can't think of anything.
How about Pia?
Oh, no, no.
Do you ever, like, you saw your brother do those condom commercials, contraceptive commercials. Did that freaking surprise you or something?
What's a condom? No, I'm kidding. Actually, I was surprised. He never told me about it. I just saw it on YouTube and I was like, is this my brother?
My mom told me never to show it to anyone.
Did you find out from somebody else or did your brother send you the link?
No, I just saw it. I saw it first in Facebook. It was sponsored. It was a sponsored ad.
By Jewish Philippines.
Yeah. And I was, Mom, is this Kuya Carl? And we were laughing about it.
Yeah, because I was kind of wondering, like, you are, for Pia here, you're a president of Children's Federation for District 1 and 2. Does that bother you at all to be associated with Carl who, like, did those kind of commercials?
No, not at all. I'm very proud of it. Like, I tell my classmates, I tell my friends, you know, my brother, he advertised Durex condoms.
Yeah, I think we're in this day and age now where, you know, sex education is being taught in school. And,
ah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think people are being educated now, like, to practice safe sex. So,
yeah, you know what? That's kind of taboo.
Yeah, it is. When you talk about that in this country.
It's funny because, you know, like, I think we're probably, like, one of the top countries that multiply so fast. Yeah. I think we do need some, like, those kind of practices. And especially now, I think there's a rise of, like, sex diseases.
Sex diseases, HIV.
And I don't know the rest, though. Yeah. Crabs. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think protection is wise.
That's true, yes. And I think, like, the new Pope right now is very...
advocating for that?
I wouldn't say he's advocating, but he's very... how do you say it? Like... He's very open-minded. Like, he's very like, when it comes to responsible sex, as well as, like, I would just say like, he's very open when it comes to acceptance.
This is that show. We can just pour out everything.
Yeah.
Just don't curse, you know, because we got an audience who, like, I don't know how they react to that, but yeah. I think we're slowly shifting to that age. Yeah, everything is.
They try to understand.
Kind of liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you have to, because the more you suppress something,
the more people keep curious. Doing it secretly.
Yeah. Education is key.
Very key.
I mean, I don't like really the school systems and all. No offense to all the schools. Like, I've been like in one university all my life. But, you know, as I grew older, like, I realized that there are just some things that school can't teach you. But sex education is probably very important. And I guess that video showed it all.
Yes.
You're an actor. Why are you
studying? I was like, when I took the job, I said, like, as long as it's wholesome, you know, I'm not doing anything that's like... doing some scenes that might, yeah.
But that's not the only like commercials you did. Like, I've actually done some research on you.
Yeah. Strange fact is that was my second condom commercial for Durex. The first one wasn't that famous. There was this company called MoFilm, where nagpabid sila og kanang mga commercials from different filmmakers. So filmmakers submit their own take of that kind of theme. Na I think that was for like teenage, like first time experience kind of theme. And then the first one I did didn't get the bid for that, so but that one did, and it had a lot of like buyouts from different countries.
Got paid.
So per country.
So like, are there what's the payment kind of scheme? Like, is it royalties? Like every time it gets played?
So it's kind of like they pay me basic. So I was like, it was just like £200 the first time I did it. It was just like half day work. So they were like, just like
half day work. Yeah, £200.
Oh, okay, yeah. But I auditioned for it, and they were like,
yeah, but where can you get that £200?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, don't mind. Yeah, I mean, you know, with the normal work, you get paid like £80 per like
hour
per week.
Per a week.
Yeah, £80 per week. So, or per day rather. And then. So I was like, oh, £200 per day doesn't sound bad. But then the moment that other countries get like doing buyouts, that's when you get the money, like $1,000 per country buyout.
Yeah. How many countries did it?
I think Malaysia. So you can see that on YouTube.
Yeah, it got first place in Malaysia. Right?
Yeah,
congrats.
South Korea.
If it matters now, congratulations.
Oh, cheers.
No. Now you're official commercial for actors for commercial.
Yeah, that actually paved way to like me getting into the acting industry.
Yeah, I saw. Pia, look at your brother's like films that he starred in yesterday, The Anomaly.
I know.
Rock Band versus Vampires. Brash Young Turks. I put my heart into this film. What? It's like Inception, like a film within a film. Like I've actually screenshot the entire thing.
Yeah.
If you guys want, I'll actually just post this in the page so you'll know the credentials ni Carl.
Cheers.
You're an actor, man, but haven't you ever thought what nimo siya gi convince nga diri na lang pag-artista sa Pinas? We haven't had that, like, you know, big superstar in Cagayan de Oro City. Except for Arthur Neri, but he's a singer.
Singers.
But artista, there's only a handful of them, but not like Sharon Cuneta level.
I haven't really thought about it. And I thought here in the Philippines, more mas preferred in mga mixed race, like half Australian, half American, leading. Because I'm more edgy, like when it comes to like I'm more Asian look. I'm marketable when I was there.
If Asian ka, what do you think like the roles should be associated for you?
I keep playing like generic na mga Asian roles where I have to fake my Asian accent.
Really? And you have to have like a Chinese voice or something?
Yeah, like I did like a takeaway like role, like, huh? I don't even want to do it. It's awkward.
But you're well versed with a lot of like languages.
Yeah,
you know Japanese, Nippongo, and Korean.
A little. I actually did like a Korean. I did like Korean language Coca-Cola advert before I left.
Really?
Glasgow. Yeah. Hopefully, I get the role. But you know,
hopefully this episode will blow up.
Yeah. If I do get the role, then you'll be the first one to know.
But why haven't you convinced Pia though to like
join acting?
Yeah, stint in acting.
I don't really think that I'm gonna enjoy that, but I'm really happy seeing him enjoy that because it's
a shared journey.
Yeah. and I'm not really into that, but I enjoy it. But I
cats.
She does kids. TikTok. She's good with doing TikTok. I never had like a TikTok account.
The should.
Yes, last night was the first time I was doing all these TikTok.
How dare
you? I feel
you.
So old.
Shame on you. No, actually, I'm a hypocrite for saying that because we have a TikTok account, but I'm non-existent. I'm not really that active. Probably that's because I'm a millennial, but that's no excuse. In these days, I think TikTok is your best shot because it's there's not a lot of content yet. That's why you see a lot of people blowing up in TikTok.
Yeah.
Because they're not, everybody's still on Facebook. Everybody's still on Instagram. Yeah. But TikTok is.
Yeah, I had to do it for the campaign.
You need to for the campaign. For your. If I might suggest. I mean,
oh,
allow
like for
me,
the acting.
Allow me. Yeah. Yeah, for your TikTok
help,
profile.
Yeah.
You need to repost or repurpose your condom commercial.
Oh yeah, sure.
I hope Jurex agrees.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jurex Philippines never paid me yet.
With the buyouts.
Yeah, with the buyout.
Hey,
they're the only country, and it's my own country. Never paid me
oh,
for the
Jurex
buyout.
Philippines.
Yeah, it was Philippines. They and that's where you know I had
weird.
A lot of
I went to their page kagabi. I didn't see the video anymore.
Oh, I even messaged them. I was like,
what the hell?
Guys, you had like millions of views and you didn't even pay
me.
I drove
I
even
traffic.
Tweeted about it. I was like,
it's amazing. With content, storytelling, you can drive emotions. You can drive decisions. You guys are doing something in social media. Sounds kind of fishy.
Yeah.
You know, like, but are you... For sure, you're doing this for something and for someone. And I have an idea, but I don't want to assume. Para kakinsa ni tanan yung mga lihok and galaw.
It's for the people.
Yeah,
and,
it's for dad.
And it's for dad. No.
That's a safe answer. Para
no.
Sa tao.
No.
It's really for dad.
For dad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we wanted to entertain and interact with other people. Yeah, so we're posting this to you know, to be closer with the people.
Yeah.
Is it to be closer with dad or to be closer
both,
with
yeah,
both?
I think with
is there a last will of testament on the line? Kailangan ako ni Baton, ngayon na, dili pa lang ta kagaan og mana.
Dili man po. I think ano gyud like what she said but na para mas makakonnect me sa mga tao pod I think with dad ako nearly ko both because we lost our mom from
hey,
COVID.
For folks who don't know,
oh yeah,
you may be a famous actor, but people who are watching this right now maybe the first time nakita sila ninyo. So,
oh yeah.
Who's your dad?
So our dad's city councilor, retired general Romeo Calizo. Yes, it's his
third term,
he's campaigning for.
Gotta win.
Yes, District 1. He's the CADAC head, City Anti-Drug Abuse Council head. So the war on drugs with Duterte, he's the head of that council. Yeah.
How does that? Do you guys feel safe?
Yes,
like, you know, with that.
Statistically speaking, the Cagayan de Oro is safer now.
Of course,
yeah.
You may say that because you're
a
son.
As per Acadeo. The crime rate has reduced. Is it 45%?
I'm not really
for
sure
the past 5 years.
Yeah,
I think
I have something here from Acadeo. Oh, yeah. I actually screenshot everything you guys did.
Oh, yes. Cheers.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah,
I don't want them to quote me on saying statistics that isn't even.
But yeah,
based on facts.
So is that still his ordinance that he tried to push for?
Yes, for a safe
war
CDO.
On drugs since 2016. Made a lot of noise. Made a lot of enemies from both sides. We don't want to get political here. That's the last thing we want. And politics has never been our forte here at the UCHOP side. But we'll make an exception for today because this is actually very wonderful here. Last time I brought a actual incumbent politician who is running.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out. It's also my friend. Oh. But actually, this is so good because the candidate isn't here, but the his sons are and daughters are. That's if you're a father, what more could you want?
Yeah. He wish he was here, but he was just busy with tied up with
I understand
schedule,
campaigning and all that takes a toll on your body. You need to rest. Pero I'm really curious. So what else can you what's your dad's credential like aside from his war on drugs? Like what makes him so qualified for that kind of ordinance? Kana mo push siya, Anna.
I want to give my sister.
Well, I have represented him in several rallies, and it was the only time I knew that he was that smart, like smart. I did not really underestimate him, but I know he's good, yeah. And when I get to study all his credentials, I was like, oh, if I wasn't his daughter, I would be voting for him. Which is first, he was the top one in the academy, in the Philippine Military Academy.
He won the Excellence Award. He was an Excellence Awardee, PMA, yes. He was a scholar in UP for industrial engineering, and he was valedictorian elementary and high school and as well.
Yeah. You guys didn't know that?
Probably not really talk about it. He was very humble.
He doesn't like to boast.
It shows. You guys aren't, like, when I met you guys yesterday, they pretty much accepted a nobody like me. Like, without naman yun
ato. Don't say that. No. I was actually a fan.
You can actually tell, like, first impressions. Yeah.
I saw your content on Facebook. That's why I was like, this guy really, like, because I haven't seen anyone in Kagende or that has your same content as you and the way you just.
Which is, what is our type of content, by the way? If you were actually watching. I need to know this.
When I was like watching it, I was like, this guy just, it's like listening to a podcast, because I love listening to podcasts on Spotify.
Podcast.
Yeah, so
this is a podcast. Yeah. Folks, in case this, we're going live, but this will actually be repurposed to the podcast. Like, go to your Spotify and Apple.
Probably. Oh, so this is in Spotify.
This
Spotify.
Will go.
Oh, all right. So yeah, I was gonna say it does sound like it when I was like seeing it on Facebook, and I was like, oh, there's something like that in Kagende Oro, and. I don't know what you were talking about that time. I thought it was like about.
Sorry, man. I mumble a lot. I don't make sense.
cycling or something, like motorcycle or something like that.
Oh, really?
I was with a guy, I guess, new. And then I was like, oh, he's really good. And so I thought, I'll just message him and invite him to the soiree to meet other
influencers. I'm flattered. Thank you very much. But what made me so flattered was this influencer thing that you pulled off on me. That was kind of. I have to say this and I have to say my piece. That was deceptive in a way. I had no idea that was some kind of, like, you know, a move.
Oh, like there's like
move.
Political, yeah.
I didn't know. So, folks, if you're interested and curious, I'm just gonna post it in the page later on. No, people need to know.
Oh,
this.
Yeah, of course.
You're not
in
trouble.
Yeah.
But that's actually really smart. Deceptively smart.
Yeah, I thought that you guys would have already seen that video, because on the video on Facebook I posted,
I
said, like, this is to support my dad. Like, I'm having a soiree
to
support his candidacy.
What you can know, okay? Akong pananaw ato. When I received that message, I actually thought it was a scam. So this is the story. Ngano nagila mimi. Siegfried, and before I also met Pia, I actually received the message gapon. Hapon nagit Dubai, actually alas 12, bago lang iminungag pa niyo to sa wife. And then, you know, these days, you get a lot of scams.
Yeah.
Message nga, nanalo ka, hit this link, and then probably they'll like take something from your bank account. You got a lot of those, like on an average on a day, siguro lima.
I don't blame you. I've been scammed before, so.
So you know what it feels like.
Yeah, I know what it feels like.
Now, I received this message. Area code niya is not from the Philippines. So where was that? It's +44. Is that probably?
Oh, because I haven't changed it on my iPhone yet. Like, I haven't updated. So +44 is UK.
UK din siya. So code, makes it more fishy. So I've had those. Like, when I was back in the UAE, dagan po gumadawatan yung mga message nga. It's usually like outsourced companies trying to sell you insurance or try to sell you crypto or something.
Yeah.
So katong kahapon, when I actually read your message, okay, I asked my wife, Atutani, seems legit. I did my research. Oh, okay. This place is legit.
Seems legit.
Carlizo Siegfried was his name at the screen name. Is an actor. So I went, tried my luck, made content out of it, and here we are.
Yeah, I wasn't really like, because I was like, I don't really like talking about like me being an actor, and I just thought, you know what, I really, because my mom's no longer with us, you know, our mom's no longer with us, so we thought, she's the main campaign manager for my dad, and without her with us now, we thought, we have to, you know, campaign using our strengths, like what do we have, and take it from there, so.
Yeah, leverage yourself as an actor.
True. So
I appreciate that, diba? Like,
yes.
What more could you ask for, like, you know? So para kasa pa man. And it's really smart because when I went there, wala po ko nagdahom nga there would be a backdrop. You said the Instagrammable backdrop. Yeah. Really cool. Naano na rin dito day ang logo of his dad and a silhouette of your mom. That was that's actually sweet.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
if it's not for, you know, the political campaigning and all, that would actually melt someone's heart. Like this son of his and his daughter actually really love their parents. And did you actually receive that? Were you reciprocated that kind of love from the start?
Yeah. So much.
Kaayo.
Yeah, kaayo yun.
Yeah, they showered us with so much love and. Like right now it's tough for us because on this coming 27th it's our mom's first death anniversary. We lost her from COVID this month. Yeah. Last year.
Happit na. 2 days from now.
Yeah, 2 days from now. So that time it was during when no one was vaccinated yet. Yeah. I couldn't come home. I was still British, full British citizen. I wasn't a dual citizen, so they were not allowing foreign nationals to get inside.
Like,
yeah.
What are you really? You grew up in Britain all your life?
No, I was just there after college.
So Pinoy?
No, Pinoy giko.
Oh, okay. So
I was born and bred here.
You're waiting for your citizenship then.
So while I was there, na himo na ako citizen after doing my second masters and then nandugay na ako dito, nagwork.
It's been a while.
Yeah, so by naturalization. Yeah. And then after that, we weren't expecting COVID to happen. Yeah. And
it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and my mom.
Are you guys fully vaxxed?
Yes,
yeah,
we are.
Okay. Thought you're one of those anti-vaxxers. Because I am.
I understand anti-vaxxers. I have nothing. Yeah,
I still got the jab.
You know, nothing against. It's your own body.
Yeah, but you know, it's for compliance sake.
Yeah.
I respect. You know,
yeah, and we respect as well.
You want to let people around you feel safe? Okay, I'll do that for you. So, you know, that's a kind of sacrifice you need to make.
True.
But for you guys, for both y'all, I really appreciate what you did for your dad. True, it's not deceptive for me, but I appreciate the hospitality. You know, I'm a sucker for food. That's how you win my
heart. I hope you enjoy the food from last night.
Alam kayo.
Oh, yeah, and shout out na to.
yeah, for sure. Guys, plug na po namo. If you guys are actually looking for a really great place to eat, di ba?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Casa Kiko.
Casa Kiko in Barangay Batag near St. Joseph.
Yeah, St. Joseph's Chapel.
Actually, Team Patag ni sila.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah, she grew up in Patag.
Patag yun.
Kapitan, yes. Late kapitan sa Patag. Ang mom. She was also a city councilor before my dad.
Oh, yeah? Okay,
yeah. The only female city councilor during her time. Siyang nag-influence sa mga female leaders.
Both districts?
That was the first time when they divided Cagayan de Oro to two districts. Yeah.
You think the city's gonna...
Maybe divide into third district.
I
think Carmen. They're planning to divide Carmen. I think I've heard about it.
But you need another congressman and a new set of
interesting
counselors.
Yeah.
Pwede na ka.
Pwede na.
Pwede na.
For consolation. No, like I have to be honest here. I hate politics. You know, it exposes who you are.
It's true. Yeah.
It's very tribal in a sense.
Yeah.
You don't need that. We don't need that. And have you ever, like, in a way, like, are you joining this, like, noise in social media? Twitter wars, war of words.
President of Children's Federation.
I don't. I just read them.
How does that make you feel reading them?
Yeah, toxic. Yeah, and, but I gain knowledge from it. Like, I know. But I search for credible sources. I don't believe what I see in media. I don't easily
Which is a credible source? A lot of people are saying TikTok is a
trick question.
No.
It's nonsense.
Yeah. Credible sources, like, I'm not basing on just one source that has been published.
Yeah.
I look for other ones. Yeah.
Which is, where do we look for them? Rappler?
No, I don't believe in Rappler.
Rappler. Yeah, to be safe.
Yeah. Sources.
Well, you're in this game now. Like, I am actually like, I find you guys brave because coming here, you are coming into the lion's den. And you don't know what to expect. I might throw you a curveball.
Yeah.
But
you already did.
Yeah, I did.
From the beginning.
Yeah, because, you know, you have to. I have to entertain these people right here. Ako sila kailangan din. Like, and what for? Like, if we're just coming here to hang out, then why do it here? It's not genuine.
Yeah,
true. Yeah. We're actually here, you know, like trying to actually make a conversation.
Yeah, it's good. It's a challenge. Yeah.
I'm not politically well versed. I'm dumb AF with politics because I don't know. I don't know anything. That's why I actually ask a lot of people to come here.
Yeah, it's just
this is
good
how
conversation
I
to
and you also
to
learn.
Know. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, vice versa. Yeah,
if you choose a book over a conversation, where would you like to learn?
I would choose conversation.
Yeah, books are boring.
I don't like books. Yeah, I'm not a bookworm.
Sorry for all those book folks out there.
Because yeah,
there's
really
a lot of people trying to push you to read. I'm a teacher, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I'm an educator. Oh, I did my work, not really thesis, but I've had a study back in college about pre-reading. It starts in the womb.
I mean, I can understand those people who do love books.
Yeah, because actually there's a lot of people who learn in different ways.
Yeah,
what do you call that?
Some have they just prefer reading and imagining.
Yeah, visual learners.
Yeah, visual learners. Yeah.
Auditory learners.
Auditory.
The tactile learners.
Yeah.
All kinds of learners. It just so happens that we all learn differently.
Different thing. Yeah.
I found out later that I've read some books. I've read a whole lot of I read quite full of no like a handful of novels. I just find podcasts way cooler.
Yeah. It's relaxing in a way too. It helps. It helps me sleep too. For some
but
reason.
I'm not.
Content do you consume? No, it's all right. Content do you consume?
I told you earlier that I'm not really listening to the podcast that he sent
that I've been sending
me.
Well, maybe it's not. What kind of podcasts are you sending her?
Inspirational ones. Those when we lost
she's
our mom.
She's inspired enough, right?
When we lost our mom, it's more about grief. Yeah. Handling
maybe they're depressing
emotions. Maybe yeah
Carl
maybe.
Come on, you gotta send her something that's exciting.
Yeah, I would rather call him. I would just
yeah,
call
we
him
do.
If
we
he
do
sent
talk
me something
about, yeah.
I would just call him. How are you, Kuya?
It's a podcast in itself. Mm. What we're doing right now,
yeah,
like everyday
true.
conversations. You what I do in my content is I actually go to Kogon Market, actually talk to the folks there.
True. Yeah. Also, yeah, speaking of podcasts, we posted on Kalizo TV. About,
oh yeah, I
have
saw
you seen that?
That.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I like what you guys are doing
health.
There.
Yeah, mental,
mental
health.
Health.
Yeah.
Can you talk more about that? I saw that you actually had a doctor. Was he a doctor?
Oh yes, he's a mental health nurse. He's Sir Ian Sid Dislar. Yes. Hello, and Mom Reisel. They work with my dad because my dad, aside from the rehabilitation part of substance abuse, illegal drugs, it's not all what they say na ga kung ano lang sila gaawaya, ginadakop lang mga drug addict. No, there's really a program for them, and that includes rehabilitation, with substance abuse. They get all the support.
Yeah, because addiction is a disease.
It's
true. A disease.
Mental health. It's a mental health problem, and I think a lot of issues we have in the city, such as issues, violence, bullying in schools, it's all mental health related. Substance abuse,
have
whether
you guys
alcohol.
Experienced any form of bullying at all, both of you?
What about you, Sophia?
Because you come from a
prominent
family. Maybe
you come from a prominent family, you're always at the subject of bullying.
We do get trolls, a lot of trolls. Like we
that
had
is
the,
bullying.
The original Kalizo TV had almost 18,000. Followers.
So you guys had to take down that page?
No, someone there were a group of I couldn't say but there were a group of trolls must be reporting that page because they just suddenly been suspended by Facebook.
Damn, this
I
is
don't
like
know what we've done,
a war but, within a war
yeah,
within
it's political
media.
War and
what?
Yeah,
it's exciting.
It's very exciting. Yeah,
you get to be a
people don't know
a general chief.
Yeah,
But 18K subs. Yeah, that's kind of hard to let go.
We're back to 600
now. Yeah, yeah,
but we're still posting.
I had to question myself, what the hell was Carl saying? He said that Kalizo TV was really doing good. Now I remember, because you had those trolls actually take down the page.
To take down the page, they managed to do it. And
well,
like, wow.
It happened to Nas.
Oh, they were reporting your
cancel culture.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah,
welcome. And that's only gonna get worse.
That's true. So we just had to, just carry on, keep calm, and carry on.
But I like this mental health.
guys are good.
I'm glad you liked it, because it's meant for people who are not just to, you know, like tell people na mayong programa sa city karon nagsa akong dad being the cat, but also it really helps people to know that there are support available for people who do actually need it. And the Kantag hotlines, like if you're suffering from depression, and we have to normalize depression.
Yeah, have you heard of that? Anxiety. I've heard of that. You know, just missing the guy. I heard that, I think, K-12 student, I guess, who like took his life.
Yeah.
Because he failed in some subjects.
Yeah.
Especially now when it's remote learning.
Yeah.
You don't have friends to talk to.
You can get isolated.
There's no outlet.
Relate.
Okay. You're a student till now.
Yeah.
How does it feel like there's no face to face yet?
I'm an introvert, so I really enjoy it.
Oh, you're prepared. I've waited for this all my life.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, the feeling that you get that, well, I miss my classmates, I miss my friends, like I want to see them, and it's really hard to learn online, like when there are group activities.
Secondary.
Yeah.
It's secondary. Like it's forsake na lang. That's what my thing. You know, stuff. We're lucky, I mean, our generation, right?
Yeah,
we got to experience that. Actually, even travel, pag yun.
Yeah, I feel so bad for those children karon nowadays na like dili maka field trip or.
Well, that's why you have technology.
Yeah, I mean, virtual field trip.
Yeah, that's not the
that
same.
That sucks, yeah.
It still sucks.
Well,
I just want to talk to Pia though. Like, so you're president for Children's Federation, like.
Yes.
So you're very involved with this. So what do you guys do? Like, is there a move you guys have to address remote learning? You know, depression.
We didn't have a program for that, intended for that. But we actually had a few programs that we started before the pandemic. And we even resumed, even though, but no, you know, there were hindrances. So it was really hard for us. We really had to work together and still follow the implemented protocols by the government. The last time we had a LEAD summit, it was an online seminar.
Summit? Online.
Not a LEAD summit. It was a summit. It was an online seminar for children, especially those who suffered trafficking, because it was online online exploitation, something like that. We also had quarantivity. It was my brother's idea.
Yeah, we were the original.
That's a new term.
Yeah,
quarantivity. What does that mean?
In 2020, you know, around March, the pandemic started, and you know, people were bored, people were isolated, and my brother, he came up with this idea. He was like,
with my mom,
your brain,
with my mom. It was really my mom's idea.
It was our mom's idea, and to help those people who are less fortunate, who doesn't have access to, like, you know, television or internet, or
So what does the quarantivity do to alleviate,
They were asked to post TikTok entries or anything. Because like, it was a time
post
when
something about what you do during your quarantine
It was a time when TikTok was became very famous.
It blew up.
And
we were just giving away like any prizes, bubble tea,
cakes.
You know, milk tea cakes, just to put a smile on people's faces. And it just makes my mom so happy when we were doing that. We just keep delivering pizzas, donuts.
Oh, that's good.
In their houses.
That's great, because you have a platform, and when you have the capability to do that.
That's true.
Because you can always choose to look the other way.
That's right. Yeah, that's true.
People need that. Actually, there's a lot of folks who do that undocumented. You know, like,
that's true. Yeah.
God bless. Like, we underestimate, you know.
Yeah, I admire those people.
Those folks, like, who are really kind. They just don't show. That's if true. That were me, I'd freaking document every second of that. Like, and then I'll save it for a later date. See, I'm kind. Protect yourself.
Hashtag.
But yeah, I like what you guys are doing. So all your efforts to for this campaign, it's a smart move. Very smart. I mean, I do actually hope that, you know, it would really win you. gain your dad more leverage. Although, I'm not sure if I'm ever going to practice my right to suffrage.
Oh yeah,
this time. Yeah. You know, I'm not so sure if I can actually vote for District 1.
Oh yeah, is it District 2?
Yeah, it was. It's in District 2.
Yeah, Patag is in District 2, right?
No, oh, District 1.
District 1. Oh yeah, okay. Concession District 2. Yeah, you're welcome to District 2, man. Hey, I'm happy you guys are here. I'm still like blown away by what happened. Yes, transpired yesterday. Is that a normal thing for you guys? Like, do you use that tactic all the time to like gather like influencers of sorts? Because I've had a guest here. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna plug her name anyway. Purple Yam, nakatilaw
naman.
Yeah,
I've heard it. Oh, I've heard
wow,
of it.
Yeah, I
ingenious.
Love Ube, yeah.
Marketing strategy, influencer marketing.
True. Yeah.
That's what you did yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's the same. Really, with a candidate, with politics, it's like we're selling a product, and our product is our dad, and he's marketable because of his qualifications and the projects that he's done.
He's a soldier.
So yeah, he's a three.
Nobody gained his DNA. Like no.
Oh yeah, how I wish I did. I don't know.
Maybe
Sophia. She wanted to.
Oh yeah, it was my dream before, but my mom was like, "No, I wanted you to study law." And
hey, you're gonna take up law soon.
I'm gonna take up law soon.
Yeah, you should be like encouraged because the last bar exam like had freaking high passing rate.
Congratulations to all.
Congratulations to all bar passers, and for those who didn't make it, like it's just a bar.
Yeah, watch the mental health episode.
TV. You know what? Like, okay, there are some. I want to talk to you about this because, for sure, you just told me now. Like, your mom didn't want to. You wanted to be, and your mom didn't want you to.
Yeah.
So there's like parent expectations, sorts. You know, that's gonna play a big role in your mental health.
True. Yeah.
Everything
true.
That you do, will, you know. It's going to be kuan mubalik gid sa dia. So I'm very curious. You want to be a lawyer, but is that what you really want, or you really want to be a president of the federation, or do you want to be a soldier, or there are other things that you want?
Also? I'm curious to their answer too.
So I have known a lot of people who really took up that course.
Lost
you know
school.
No the PMA really studied and took the exam, but they said that it was really hard. And no, I mean all
law
courses are hard.
Law school is hard.
Law school is hard. Yeah, I know it is, but you know, when I get to learn more about it, I was like no, I don't want to belong in that field anymore. And I really considered law because I really listened to my mom. And I studied about it. I wanted to learn more about it. And I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm not going to be a lawyer, maybe I'm going to be a politician as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, I think we're going
to... Where do you think you're going to start? With SK?
With SK, yeah. I'm going to run in Patag soon.
Or are you going to go coming. Against Syra?
It's coming.
Oh, no, Syra's... Shares, I'm no longer gonna be able to run. No.
Oh yeah, because you only get one chance.
One shot, Sophia Nesky. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure she'll
What's
be supporting
shot, right,
Sophia. Yeah. Hi, Shara.
Yeah, shout out. Sure. It's your best shot to start at the bottom, right, and then work your way up.
Absolutely, yeah. Get more knowledge and experience.
There's a lot of new and up and coming politicians or new wave of politicians.
True.
I think we need that fresh face.
Fresh face, yeah. Fresh concept.
Yeah, because no knock. You need the experience and the veteranship of. The old heads.
Yes,
I call them old heads. Because you need some consistency as well.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Sure,
that's right.
But what you guys are doing are good, and I applaud you for that.
You know,
any parent would be proud.
Oh,
thank you. So
and for that, we've actually got something for you.
Oh, okay.
I got this from Scotland. It's a Scottish whiskey. I'm not.
Oh my god! I'm trying
product,
to be sober, but this guy's gonna make me drunk.
Sorry, I was talking about substance abuse, but I'm giving out some substance.
No. There's just some things that. You know, things can't fix, but only liquor can.
true.
Yeah.
Napa may Biko, and this Biko was made by teachers at daycare sa Barangay Patag.
So
hello,
this
teachers.
Right here. Nanisha, guys. This is what you get. So I was actually So this is what you the perks.
Barangay Pata Daycare, thank you for the
Pico. Who paid for that whole thing? Did you guys pay for that whole thing? Or you got sponsors?
Our mom did.
Your mom? So she say she allotted that fund.
No,
you just like to coin it.
To coin that, my mom did. She did.
Respect that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's from ours. It's in our dad's. We really wanted to support our dad, so yeah, whenever any way we can, and in any strengths that we, you know, if we have that creativity, we have these concepts, so why not use them, the connections that we have with influencers?
For sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that was a very fateful moment that I got the text message from you guys.
Yes,
I really enjoyed it.
I think it's destiny, and
destiny.
We're so happy to have met you as well.
Likewise.
Thank you for...
You never know who you'd bump into.
Yeah. I was only watching you on the screen, and I was like, wow, this guy's really good. And I wasn't expecting you. It's like law of attraction.
Yeah, I'm flattered, but you know, I try to get off that. You can't get high on your own supply, you know? Like, but I was actually really flattered yesterday. I know. First time, I don't know how that like influencer stuff works. Yeah, go to place and get freebies, eat free food, mukbang and shit.
So actually, like that kind of.
Actually, so well, I'm here. So what the hell? So I know you never know. Like I've for all my life like worked as a teacher. I also worked in a hotel.
Very impressive. Yeah.
I was passionate. Yes, yeah. I think any job. You have to employ some kind of passion.
Passion, yes.
And you have to develop a certain love for
Love for it, yeah.
I just find doing this more attractive now, like talking to folks.
Absolutely, and you're good at it. So, yeah, and you seem to enjoy.
Stop laughing.
You seem to, yeah, honestly, you seem to enjoy doing it.
Of course, I love
it.
Because who doesn't want to just talk all day?
People can just listen to us.
But you know what I mean? Mugawa is just Spotify.
Oh, wow.
This is.
Can't wait.
This is actually. The most low-key political campaign ever. Diba?
Yeah.
I think it has to be like this because, you know, it breaks down the barrier because rather forcing an ad down someone's throat or like posting all those papers on someone's tree or someone's
house.
Yeah. Do this instead.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't even say like, oh, vote for... Calizo.
Exactly, but that again, that's right. Very deceptive what you guys did, but yeah. No, but you got my respect. Because that was a move. That was
Cheers.
Really smart. I respect
Appreciate
you guys
it.
For that.
Yeah.
And
that's why we thought of Calizo TV. It's not like we don't want it to be too political. Like we're just like, oh, you have to vote. You know, it can be sickening for other people.
Content wins.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, give them something to learn from and something interesting, something creative, something smart, witty, funny.
Did you edit all that?
Oh yeah! Shout out to Jen Amper, among friend.
For, so he does the editing. Do you
yeah,
guys
does the editing.
He's very good at it.
Like, yeah,
he gets paid
with discount. Close friends.
Yeah, he gets a free plug too. Honestly.
Yeah.
Now your name's heard in MDNN.
Yeah.
And we got those great editors too. There,
oh yeah, thank you so much.
Shout out to Makoy and Kels, yeah, who does all the editing.
Yeah, they're very good with the editing. Kaya nakita na ako na first time na.
I do a bit of editing myself.
Oh wow,
not really
impressive.
I wouldn't say nga maayo kay kuan ang field, but I think
getting there and learning.
Yeah, learning a bit, but you know what? I learned. I work with what I have.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was given to me.
Oh.
Everything I have
Sponsor.
Now, you saw, is given to me. This is given to me.
Oh, yeah.
There's just some things that wealth cannot give you. You know?
True, yeah.
I don't really care for money.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And True. Money is a big theme, so...
I wouldn't be a hypocrite and say no. Yeah,
print a lot of money.
It's true. Oh, grab it, yeah.
And it's been publicly said, put. Diba? In some political party.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, yeah, but folks, like, I do this not because I want to gain monetary value. I actually find your story valuable. The story of a son and a daughter who just have, like, undying support and love for your parents.
Thank you. Appreciate
that. You got their
that.
DNA. I admire you guys for that. I admire that you guys are doing this, everything possible for your dad. You're an actor and you're a president now, still a student, aspiring. Like, what do you guys hope to become in the next 5 years, 10 years?
Do you want to start or you want
mayor?
I'm gonna come.
Vice
second.
Mayor.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Congressman.
Thing was, I've been thinking about. Right now, I'm currently full time working in a it's called CQC, a Care Quality Commission. They regulate the healthcare in England. And part-time I do acting, so I do auditions whenever I'm free. I didn't really want it to be like famous. I value
because
I'm
to be famous?
Not really. I had a lot of chances to be, and I didn't want to because I'm also an introvert like her. I
really
yeah.
That's so strange.
Yeah. So
to
I wasn't
introvert
yeah.
in acting. Is that is
that's
that,
true?
Is that
isn't
difficult?
It is because I charge like you know I always wanted to be like alone. That's how I charge. Myself like yeah. to be ready for so I wasn't even like expecting that my condom commercial would turn into something viral like that was,
and that's the last thing I'm
and yeah that was the
like, happened
like, oh yeah and my mom was like when I first showed her that she was like oh don't show this to anyone because just in
don't
case
show
they,
my reputation's at stake
they yeah they might think something like, you know how yeah. some other Filipinos would be like you know, they would think
well we're slowly moving to that day and age
day and
anyway
age, yeah
people but, have more access to porn than they do have
and Philippines
else.
Is like number one isn't
yeah,
it
yeah they have access to porn more than a condom
that's true why not
so why not
just be safe yeah like be protected and be educated about you know responsible and safe sex
so you want to continue like be an expat or like a citizen of the UK
right now so I'm
you
dual,
can't run for office if you're
if
dual
I'm
citizen.
A dual citizen that's right so I was
you
like
have to get renounce your
renounce my British citizenship and I told my I told some close people yeah. na I'm thinking about running like doing my mom's position barangay captain sa Patag because I just wanted to continue what she's left she's
the
done
legacy.
A lot yeah, yeah her legacy. Legacy just even just for one term maybe just to finish what she started that
don't
she
worry
hasn't...
no more it's PS here
oh yeah actually, yeah.
No.
Yeah
don't take this as yeah. but you know like if it's for you then it's for you you would
yeah.
know
yeah
know? Like in a couple of weeks you'll find out may come May 9 whatever happens
yeah
know? And then that might inspire you in some way I don't
know. Yeah. Sophia, do you have any plans?
Well, when I was younger, I really enjoy public service. Because my mom started...
So, community service? Like,
it's true.
Even
yeah.
you get...
Are you when you get punished,
punished.
In school.
Bro, no, steer. You know,
are you not a stranger really? Community service?
I've been late a couple times, so yeah. I'm not a stranger to community service. I picked up trash, and yeah. But anyways, my mom really started at an early age in politics. So I really admire her for it. When I saw dad starting politics, I was around 12.
Okay, that moved you.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I was 12. And I was like, wow. Before, I did not really understand why my mom loved it. Why she loved interacting with people. Because I'm an introvert. And I like to be
that's
alone.
So weird. Maybe probably your mom was an introvert at some point.
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, not even my dad.
When you're kids or when you're a son and a daughter of a influential person, like a politician, does that take a toll on how you act?
Probably because we're always surrounded by people.
Yeah,
so
and you need to be like
suffocating.
Right now, like,
yeah.
You're actually. I notice it's body language, it's posture, and you're trying to play it safe. I know.
Are
I
we
know,
still?
Like, I respect that. I respect that because you know you're coming,
yeah.
and you don't want to say something that's going to go back. Same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's why I also actually respect you guys coming here because you're in the lion's den.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know,
could
like,
say something that could
you
just
say
generally...
something that could forever be, you know,
yeah.
branded.
I was like, I even did my research. I was like. I'm pretty sure we're gonna talk about condom commercial, and there's a huge voting population from Iglesia Ni Cristo, and yeah. I was thinking, oh, this could be like a very conservative, like voting population. But I did my research, and I was surprised, and I'm very impressed that they actually support safe sex and using.
Who doesn't support safe sex?
Probably the Catholics still don't, but. It's gotta matter, yeah.
I'm a Roman Catholic, but I'll just say this publicly, and people can come after me, whatever.
Yeah.
Cancel me, or I don't care. But there's just some practices that I don't really agree with.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad we have a really good leader, si Pope Francis. He's very understanding. So yeah, and I think yeah, it's getting better. I can see.
Hopefully, yeah. They need to catch up.
Yeah, me too.
But anyway, going back to UPS, so in after 4 years or like 3 years.
How do I see myself in 4 years?
4 years.
I'm still 3 years, yeah. In fourth year college, probably. I'm not good at math, but I'm in college. I'm going to take up political science or psychology like my mom.
Okay.
Yeah. And after that, I may proceed with law school. And when I graduate, I could be a politician.
Hats off to you.
Yeah. This might be even... This like video clip might be used.
Okay, so yeah.
She's like,
now your hands are tied.
But it's how I see myself. Yeah. I'm not yet saying that I'm really sure about that decision.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because
I could still consider
you
other.
You never know.
Yeah, you never.
Right
know.
Now, that's how you feel, and you're very young. This is the day and age where you can be risky AF. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
That's true. I agree.
And if there's no like pressure from parents and all. You can actually be whoever you want.
Make mistakes.
Yeah. People demonize mistakes.
It's true.
You should learn a lot from them. But just make mistakes and don't do them again.
That's true.
Don't follow me, please. I do mistakes repeatedly over and over again.
True.
But agreed. Hey, I hope this is not a mistake. You guys come here. I really enjoy this talk. Now I have Biko and
I don't know if it's a good pair though.
No, this is good.
So Biko and
Scottish
whiskey.
I appreciate these gifts, man. Tokens. These are my tokens. Anyway, man. We're gonna cap this off in a bit.
Yes.
We actually have a signature question on the show.
Oh.
Both of you can answer it differently. So, Siegfried, you can go. Ladies first.
Yeah,
ladies first.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So we have the name of the show is Huge Upside. In a sense, it's vague. People always ask, what the does it mean? But actually, it's vague, and it's like a song.
Yeah.
I leave you to have your own interpretation. So what's your own definition of a huge upside?
Can my brother go first? Because I really like getting the idea of someone.
Oh, yeah, no, sure. Yeah.
And do your own take.
Big bro, you gotta help.
Yeah.
Oh. Call a friend.
Maybe yeah, a friend.
Yeah, that's for real. Huge upside. Well, the first time, because I saw it, right, and I was thinking, like, why is it called Huge Upside? Like, it's Mindanao Daily News, and it's like, what was like?
Salah.
Yeah, like, to be honest, like, I was thinking, Huge Upside. I think it's to me lang, like, how it interpreted, from my own understanding. Mershag, you know when you say, like, downside, diba? Like, there's a downside, yep. Too. Something, and this one's like the huge upside to something, like you could talk about condom commercial, and there's a huge upside to it. You get to learn a lot of different topics surrounding that simple topic. So there's like a huge upside, and I really like it because there's like a positive connotation to it where it's like, instead of like focusing on the downside, why not focus on the upside? So I'm not sure if I'm getting there, but that's how I kind of like understood like the title. But
absolutely,
yeah.
There's no right and wrong answer to this.
Is it interesting? Is it something that's been said before by some of your guests?
No, that was your own personal spin.
Mm.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
Okay. Let's take turns.
Yeah. I wanted to quote my brother's sign where he said, it is something positive, upside. You know, like basically before or earlier, we were talking about my mom's death and the crime situation before here in Cagayan de Oro. But we were able to talk about, we were able to have a conversation about the mental health video. So, when that happened to us, we were able to talk about it. We were able to express our feelings and to let other people know as well that it's okay not to be okay. Because, people might misinterpret this and think that it's not normal to feel that way. They make you think otherwise. But because I wanted to use this example, the mental health video with Sir Sid, yeah. Because Sir Sid was, what was that, Kuya Carl? He was a mental health nurse, mm-hmm. and I know him personally. I've learned a lot from him. And with this, I was able to like admire him. I admire him for it. When I watched the video, I was able to sink. I was able to realize what this really means. Mm. I was able to tell myself that my feelings are valid. 100%. Because before people would ask me like, "Are you okay? What are you feeling?" And I would not answer those. I would not respond to those questions because I think that they would judge me for it, and okay. they would say that, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, when I had this program with you today, sir, I was like,
Mike,
teacher.
When I had this program today, I realized. No, I had a lot of realizations. I had reflections that, wow. yeah, so I had reflections.
First time.
Yeah, I had a realization that there are things that are negative, but we can convert it to something positive, to something that could impact you in a great way. So that is what a huge upside means to me. That's how I interpreted it.
Yeah,
it's a program meant to produce happy vibes.
Yeah. You need to. Yeah. I mean, you guys are introverts. You just openly admitted that. And it's so fun to interact with introverts.
Yeah.
There's just so many things that needs to be unlocked and unleashed inside that brain of you guys. Brain of yours. Like, I'm happy that you guys found that space here. You guys are always welcome here.
Oh,
and
thanks.
This new friendship. Thank you for coming here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Salamat kayo.
Very nice meeting you, sir.
Of course.
Sir.
Sir Mike. Oh. Teacher Mike.
Can I just call you, sir?
Yeah, for sure. No, go ahead. Call me whatever you want. Hey, we're going to cap this off. Is there like any last messages you have for our anybody who's still watching us right now?
Please like our Kaliza TV page. We'll be posting videos of Asuan photos and other contents that we might like. And please follow us also on Children's Federation CBEO, especially for the children, because I'm really thinking of having a new project, you know, before the election.
Which is?
Secret.
I'm still thinking about it. Abangan ninyo sa Kaliza TV, guys.
I'm still thinking about it.
Exciting times.
Or maybe
ahead.
Before the election, I don't know, because it's been a while since we haven't made a project, and I really miss the people that I'm working with.
Do you like working with people?
Yeah, I do. I really love working with the people. Yeah. Even though I'm an introvert, but they really make me happy.
You may not be an introvert. Maybe you're like a mix of both.
An ambivert, yeah.
Ambivert.
Yeah. Maybe an ambivert.
That's a new term
ambivert.
Too. Ambivert. Do your research, guys.
Yeah. Well,
I like that. Like, you're so positive. Like, yeah.
Thank you, sir.
So many great things ahead of you.
Someone's 17. No, it makes 17. Me proud. A proud brother.
And here's a good. Yeah, here's the thing. Kids these days, they're so exceptionally good.
Yeah, that's true. I've noticed that too, good. Right? It's everything crazy. Is, like, I mean, we're not even like, you know, during our time, we're like just like.
Amazed na lang ka, bae. I've like spoken to a lot of artists.
Yeah.
17 and 18 years old. Like, my jaw drops every time. Huh?
Mm, agree. Yeah.
So much potential.
Yeah.
And there's so much to learn from the Gen Zs and the generations
agree, yeah.
after that.
True.
For you, man, like, what can people look forward for you other than you're here? You're welcome back.
Thank you.
And
thanks
I
for
hope your return here was well received.
Yes, it was. Thanks for it was well received last night. I just got here last night. I haven't had enough sleep yet.
Get some sleep.
Yeah. So it was, I was like up early in the morning. I was like up since 12 midnight last night, and I haven't slept yet. Up until now, diretso mi nag handshaking sa Barangay Patag, naghatog mga stickers. Hopefully I've got some good news with, I did two editions before I traveled here. One is Coca-Cola, so hopefully it's always a dream of mine to be in a Coca-Cola advert, though. Is it okay if I Parsa Safe CDO hashtag drug free CDO Safe CDO. Please don't forget to vote for my dad, City Councilor Romeo Caliza, number 8 sa Balota. I don't feel comfortable like
go for it, man. This campaigning because
I don't
want to
be
too
political about it, but diligid mo magmay sa akong dad because he's such a hard worker. Ano siya, type A na person. He only sleeps like 4 hours a day. And
look at you guys, they're hard workers.
Thanks. We will go live on my mom's death anniversary. Probably magparaffle me. So do watch out sa Kaliza TV.
Patag, watch raffle. Out.
Yes. So thanks so much for having
You're
us,
welcome.
Miguel. I really appreciate
it. You're
welcome.
And hopefully we can hang out outside sometime
soon.
Definitely get in touch.
I'll save it in case you guys hang out.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you for watching The Huge Upside. This has been Siegfried Carl Calizo and Pia Calizo. You can find them in Calizo TV. And, you know, I'm not going to vouch for his dad, but you just heard what Carl said. Do your research and vote
for us. Absolutely. Do your research and
vote smart.
Huge Upside, friends. I have to say goodbye for now. See you next week. Bye, everybody.